Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Culture and politics. This is the Michael Medved Show.
And another great day in this greatest nation on God's green earth. It is a great nation facing a great crisis. And I do believe that history will show that this is one of the great crises in our entire history. And we need to rise to the occasion. There's an indication that we are rising to the occasion in terms of national unity. People everywhere across the country, people of every race and ethnic origin and religious denomination or political orientation, people are rising in concern for the humanitarian horrors that are being perpetrated on the people of Ukraine. Why should we care? Because we're decent people and we're a great country. And the question I was asking earlier, who are you going to call? No, you can't call Ghostbusters. No, they're not available. Who are you going to call if atrocities are going on? If there are forces, in this case a great nation, that are violating the most basic standards of human dignity. One of the things that people pledged after the Holocaust was never again. And that means never again should the world stand by quietly when potential genocide is going on. They just heard the news that they bombed in Kharkiv, which has been under siege, a major food market, which is in flames. A part of what the Russians are trying to do, since everything else has failed for them, is to starve the Ukrainians out. Will it work? What does the future bring? That's what everyone is asking. And Volodymyr Zelensky, interviewed by Lester Holt of NBC, had some comments about where we are right now. This is clip number 15. This is the president of Ukraine.
President Biden has been very clear. He's worried about provocations that could trigger World War III. Do you understand his concern there, and do you agree that it wouldn't take much to end up in World War III?
Nobody knows whether it may have already started and what is the possibility of this war if Ukraine will fall, in case Ukraine will fall. It's very hard to say. And we've seen this 80 years ago when the Second World War has started. And there were similar tragedies in the history. Nobody would be able to predict when the full-scale war would start and how it will end and who will end, put an end to that. In this case, we have the whole civilization at stake.
And partially what he was referring to there, through the translator, of course, was that no one really knew exactly when World War II started, because World War II just didn't happen with the attack on Pearl Harbor. There was a long run-up to war, and with Germany increasingly violating basic premises of the Versailles Treaty. And again, to look at the origins, some of the origins of World War II, which are very important to understand, you can become a MedHead Plus member and get our history programs on World War II, on World War I, on big lies about Vietnam, and much more. That's all available to you for free to stream at your leisure. And I would urge you to do so. because it's important information and perspective to gain, and it costs 22 cents a day. That's all for having free access anytime you want it to any of our history programs. And we're going to be, I'm encouraged by that email that we got before, we're going to do one about the history of Ukraine and Russia, which just goes to answer incredibly ignorant people and misinformed people who believe Russian propaganda, who believe that Ukraine never existed, that this is a fiction, that the Ukrainian people aren't separate. If that were the case, that Ukraine never really existed, my column this week in Wall Street Journal, which has gotten a lot of attention about Putin's fascination with Peter the Great. Peter the Great made a very real attempt to blot out the Ukrainian language in 1720. 1720! Because he was concerned about Russification, which is something that Putin supports, which is that everybody who lives under Russian control should begin to be Russian, speak only Russian, write in Russian. The Ukrainian language is different. It's true that Ukrainians and Russians can mostly understand one another, but going back for hundreds of years, there have been Russian attempts to stamp out Ukrainian identity. If this is a made-up identity recently, then why did this long history take place? And how do you explain it? Join us as MedHead Plus members. You can do that by going to MedVedHistoryStore.com or to MichaelMedved.com. The idea that World War III has already started, it does seem, when you look at the total war in which Ukraine is engaged, where every single citizen of Ukraine, every single resident of Ukraine, let alone citizen, is feeling the impact of Russian attempts to basically either drive people out of the country, they've already driven out more than 3 million, or to make life unlivable for Ukrainians, to get them to submit. To their infinite credit, they haven't. They haven't. And yes, this is a very important perspective to gain and maintain. We have time to listen to Alexander Vindman on NBC, MSNBC. Alexander Vindman, former White House aide, actually, a lieutenant colonel in the U.S. Army with a distinguished service record, saying this about World War III. This is Alexander Vindman.
I think that, frankly, we've done too little. I think the risk of us being drawn into a world war is that we've done too little to avert a protracted conflict in which Putin caters to his standard method of operation, which is incrementalism, doubling down. We're not anywhere near doing too much to provoke an outcome. I think even providing jets, which seems to be beyond the pale with this administration thus far, is not something that's going to precipitate World War III. We've provided all military capability that to the Ukrainian government, and the bar for Putin to choose to go to war against NATO right now is very, very high. He's already bogged down in Ukraine. Why would he choose a losing conflict against NATO?
Okay, and that is correct. We've made that very clear. Even Joe Biden has said repeatedly that we will live up to the NATO charter and rise to the defense of any NATO nation, yes, including Poland, not including Moldova, which is not a NATO nation yet. But anyone who believes that if Putin succeeds in Ukraine, that then he'll be satisfied and we can live in peace and security, is someone who is deeply deluded. What about security from a so-called jokester who invades a city council meeting in Texas and performs his rap hit, which will get a Medved Music review. The rap hit is called Vladimir Must Die. What's he talking about? Well, you'll find out on the Medved Show.
Introducing the all-new My Slippers from MyPillow. 2 years in development. Designed to wear indoor, outdoor, all day long. Made with MyPillow foam and impact gel to help prevent fatigue. And made with quality leather suede. For a limited time, you can get 50% off the new My Slippers. They're super comfortable, and you'll like them so much you'll want to get pairs of them for the entire family. Go to MyPillow.com and click on the radio listener's square and use promo code MEDVED. That's promo code MEDVED, M-E-D-V-E-D. You'll also get deep discounts on all MyPillow products, like the Giza Dream bed sheets, the mattress topper, and towel sets. Call right now 1-800-320-6280. That's 1-800-320-6280, and use promo code MEDVED. Or go to the web at MyPillow.com. The all-new My Slippers from MyPillow.
Small investors shamed Wall Street by running the price of certain stocks way up to the detriment of big hedge funds, social media, and trading platforms, then kept investors from buying stock. A financial war is being waged in America. With all this volatility, now's an even better time to protect your net worth and own precious metals as part of your portfolio. Nick Rovich, who's the owner of Amfed Coin and Bullion, has always been fair and honest with my precious metals holdings, and now, more than ever, it's a good time to own tangible assets like gold, silver, and platinum. Amfed can show you smart choices, which have been proven winners time and time again. Call Nick and his team at Amfed today, 800-221-7694. That's 800-221-7694, or visit AmericanFederal.com.
The first 10 amendments to our country's Constitution were adopted in 1791. The first of these broadly protects the rights of free speech and free press. Free speech means the free and public expression of opinions without censorship, interference, and restraint by the government. 231 years later, free speech across America is under chronic and insidious attack. GCN is under attack. Your freedom is currently under siege from those who do not want you to know the truth. I'm asking our fellow broadcasters and you to rise up and help us defend our right to continue telling you the truth. Would you like to join us? If so, please consider visiting SaveGCN.com. That's SaveGCN.com. From there, you can learn more about what's happening. You may click follow, share, give, and pray. I'm Vincent Finelli.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Michael Medved Show, there is actually a tweet of the day, which it seems to me is worth paying attention to. This our tweet of the day.
Turn the page now to the internet.
I mean, wow, what a great, smart tweet.
Changed his password, so he no longer has access to his Twitter feed.
Did you send the tweet? I did not send that tweet. My system was hacked. I was pranked.
Donald Trump hasn't tweeted at us once, and I'm starting to get worried about him.
So we have a new tweet.
All right.
Can I do the honors?
Stand by. Tweet alert.
And the tweet of the day is from Candace Owens, who, of course, is a media figure. She's very popular, very well respected. She's the author of a book about her experience as a young black woman becoming disillusioned with the idea that only the Democratic Party can speak for black people. She has also been an outspoken, not a quite defender or advocate, but at least explainer of Vladimir Putin. And the tweet says, Candace Owens, she says, President Zelensky is a very bad character who is working with globalists against the interests of his own people. I will not move one inch away from that assessment ever, no matter how flowery the media depictions of him are. Two things I hope to convey to Candace Owens. First of all, when you say, I will not move one inch away from that assessment ever, no matter how flowery the media depictions of him are, what if events show clearly that you're wrong? You're not going to move one inch away from that assessment, no matter what happens? I mean, what an absurdity that is. The other thing is when she says he's a very bad character who's working with globalists against the interests of his own people, well, that contradicts something else that you became known for, Candace, which is the idea that he has a people. Because you previously said that Owens said accusations of genocide, this was something that you said on air, that accusations of genocide in Ukraine make no sense because there's no difference ethnically from Ukrainians and Russians, obviously, and added the completely fallacious claim that Ukraine wasn't a thing until 1989. Ukraine was created by the Russians. Actually, that's not even vaguely true. And Ukraine at one point, by the way, it's been independent from time to time, but it also has been part of the Polish-Lithuanian Empire. And the history that Ukraine are not a people, this is denying the existence of another people who have affirmed their nationality and are fighting for their own survival as a people and a nation. So how can, given the fact that you believe that there is no such thing as a Ukrainian nationality, that it's all a fraud, I guess it's part of that interest of globalists you invoke here, but given the fact that you say that, how can you say he's working against the interests of his own people and those people don't even exist? Look, this is shameful. And I think that after all of this passes, gets resolved, and God willing, it includes an independent and democratic, continually democratic Ukraine, you're going to be very embarrassed for this stuff. Because to be on the propaganda side, to be on the propaganda side of Vladimir Putin is not a side that civilized people should want to take up. And by the way, there's some evidence of that. There's a piece in Rolling Stone, and Jeremy, thank you, because Jeremy reads Rolling Stone, and it goes, Russia's biggest rappers are going hard against Putin's war. Okay. I didn't even know that there were big rappers in Russia. But there are. One of them is named Morgenstern. And he was Spotify's top artist in Russia in 2021. We will get to what he has to say. In any event, the Morgenstern delivers a song on his most recent album. And as the song wraps, a woman's voice rises above the fray, an angry mob surrounding the rapper, hands banging on the Bentley. My dear son, well, yes, here, right here, in the morning, the roof was almost blown away. The woman's voice says, right now we are sitting in the cellar. We have prepared a bomb shelter. It's the voice of a Ukrainian woman, the mother of rap producer and longtime Morgenstern collaborator Palagin, who endured Russian strikes in Odessa. Putin's media clampdown means that that voice will never be heard on Russian airwaves anytime soon. She may be the Ukrainian voice most widely encountered by Morgenstern's millions of diehard Russian fans on YouTube. The 12, which is this number that they're talking about, which is very directly political, is the first serious missive from a normally apolitical Russian rapper against the war. For the Dubai-based Morgenstern, who was Spotify's top Russian artist in 2021, it is a serious broadside in what has been a slow but steadily increasing frustration with the Kremlin. It could suggest that others may soon follow suit, and a handful of luminaries have already begun. And one of the things that Morgenstern raps in Russian, obviously, we would play it if we had it, are the big bosses will send you to the slaughterhouse, which is a nod to the already high casualty rates Russian forces are suffering in Ukraine. Big bosses never give a beep. This is remarkable. It's remarkable because you don't really associate, or at least I don't, Russia with the idea that people in the arts can express themselves at all if they're anti-Putin. Everything in Russia is locked up, he raps. I flew away as soon as I bought a house. Not so easy for people to get away from Putinism when they are living in Ukraine. We will get to another rap artist, significantly less successful, but controversial, rapping before a city council meeting in Texas. Coming up on the MedVed Show.
MedVed.
This is fame, bro! Like, bro!
This is the Michael MedVed Show.
You trust your mother, right? She's always taken care of you and always tried to give you good advice when you ask for it. And sometimes, even when you don't. Well, even though she might not mention it, Mom very likely has neck, back, and shoulder pains. And she needs relief. So trust this good advice. Give back to Mom this Mother's Day with quality products from Sunny Bay. Like our disposable heat patches. They're back in stock now and target neck and shoulder pain in adults of all ages. Or our extra long neck heating pads. They provide soothing relief to painful sore necks and backs. Mom can heat them in her microwave, and they come in a variety of colors and patterns. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews on Amazon when you search Sunny Bay Heating Wraps. And shop now in time for Mother's Day. There's no shipping delays from Sunny Bay. Find us on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, and sunny-bay.com. Remember, just search for Sunny Bay Neck Wraps. Order now because stock is high and shipping is fast. From Sunny Bay.
You
USA Radio News with John Hunt.
The House voted overwhelmingly to suspend normal trade relations with Russia and Belarus, preparing President Joe Biden to enact higher tariffs on more products and further weaken the Russian economy in response to its military assault on Ukraine. The U.S. has already taken steps to shut off the importation of Russian oil, liquefied natural gas, seafood, alcohol, and diamonds. The vote today sets the stage for making it more expensive to import certain steel, aluminum, and plywood items, among other goods. The Senate is expected to take up the measure within the next few days. U.S. home building rebounded sharply in February as the drag from the cold weather starts to ease, and while permits fell, they remained at a higher level, suggesting a shortage of houses will continue to underpin residential construction even as mortgage rates continue to rise. Housing starts jumped by 6.8%. This is USA Radio News.
When I was a kid, I wanted to be just like Cal Ripken. It's definitely humbling to know that now people are calling me a hero. Instead of finding the IED with my metal detector, the IED found me first, and that resulted in double above-knee amputations. It's hard to describe the feeling of meeting somebody that you've always wanted to be like. There are people now that are looking up to you for their inspiration and to be their role model.
Visit saluteheroes.org to learn more.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com. And an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
You've been hearing Dr. Wallach talking about 90 essential nutrients, keeping the body healthy. GCNteam.com now has Beyond Tangy Tangerine Tablets, 60 plant-derived minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, packed in a powerful tablet. But that's not it. 160,000 auric points, a knockout punch to free radicals. Call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com. That's 877-878-4203.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Hip-hop music, a P. Diddy, who you're hearing in the background there, is one of the most talented practitioners. That's not necessarily true for Alex Stein of Dallas, Texas, who went to the city council meeting at nearby Plano for an impromptu performance. It's the subject of this Michael Medved music review.
The Michael Medved Music Review. Covering the creative geniuses whose timeless artistry can move us, inspire us, and enrich our lives. And now, it's time for the Michael Medved Music Review.
Casey Rolls' R's so much better than I could even hope to. Okay, so Alex Stein has the distinction of having appeared in a reality competition on ABC TV called The Glass House. And he shows up at the city council meeting in Plano, Texas, which is north of Dallas. And I think it's north, but it's near Dallas. In any event, the Plano City Council is there. There's unfortunately nobody in the audience. It's like, but he's performing for the City Council members. Now, first of all, he is dressed in a bright blue suit with like a yellow tie and a yellow handkerchief, and it's the blue and yellow colors of the Ukrainian flag, right? So he's got that right, and then he puts on a little beatbox in the background that he has taken with him, stands at the podium, and dancing, well, I say it's energetic, not terribly artful, but the rapper known as 99, whose real name is Alex Stein, get it? I don't. But in any event, he has this to offer. Listen carefully.
You know, gas prices are way too high. Putin's got to die. Put a bullet in Putin's head. Yeah, that's what I said. I'm a freak for the vaccine. Vaccinate my body at the party. Sipping Bacardi. I'm the proof when I'm in a booth. Spitting on the mic. Putin's anti-vax. Putin hates all of them blacks. Putin is a bad racist. Put him in the ground, white or brown. And I'm in Plano Town. And you know you just got found. I'm a pimp on a blimp. Unless it's David Trump. No, you can't stop my shine. I'm number 99. And you know I'm grand and shine. And you know I do it all the time. One more time, I'm teaching class. This is your whole class. Zelensky is the VIP. Ukraine and I go insane. Put a bullet in Putin's brain. You know that is the plan. I'm a Zelensky stan. I love you, Vladimir Zelensky. You are so smart. What's a smart? Did somebody fire? No, what can you say? Fascinate me straight or gay. I love you, and I love you. Grind and grind all the time. And you got that sanitizer. And you know I got that Pfizer. You know I stick it in my vein. Put a bullet in Putin's brain. Do it for the Ukraine. Before I go insane. Let me antibacterial my body. At the party. Sipping Bacardi. You know the flow. And I am a pimp. Cause I am on the blimp. It lasts a steak and shrimp. One more time. I'm 99.
Okay, he's 99. He had previously had another successful rap session for the Dallas City Council. Well, it was successful because he was doing a rap to try to get people to get vaccinated. He's pro-vaccine. He's not an anti-vaxxer. He, wearing medical scrubs and a waving face masks, he sang, "You gonna get corona from Mona. Don't vaccinate. Don't vaccinate. Don't wait. Don't hesitate. You gotta get vaccinate in the Lone Star State. And I want to vaccinate your mom. I want to stick it deep in your arm. Oh, Ma, where are you? I want to vaccinate you, but you can't hear my song. Vaccinate me." And, well, there's more than... Dr. Fauci, give me that ouchie. Okay, so there's probably not much room for a pro-vaccine rapper. And with the backing beat playing here, and this is part of the lyrics that he was spitting out there. The lyrics say, "I'm the proof when I'm in the booth. Spitting on the mic. Anti-vax? Putin hates all of them blacks. Putin is a bad racist. Put him in the ground, white or brown. And I'm in Plano Town. And you know you just got found. I'm a pimp, I own a blimp." Then he continued, all obviously deeply poetic. "Zelensky is a VIP. Ukraine and I go insane. Put a bullet in Putin's brain. You know that is the plan. I'm a Zelensky stan. Gas prices way too high. Vladimir Putin needs to die. I love you, Volodymyr Zelensky. You're so smart. What's that smell? Did somebody fart? Oh, well, what can you say? doesn't make me straight or gay. Now, the one thing I was thinking of when I was seeing this, and this is part of the review, is, look, there are a lot of sentiments there. It was asked about it. He says he clearly agrees with Lindsey Graham that he'd like to see the Putin's assassination. But see, the problem is Putin's going to take this. He's going to get this video because he has a lot of people working for him monitoring media in the United States. And they're going to play this as an example of the United States trying to crush Russia. And whenever people talk about assassinating Putin, I don't think it's helpful because it gives him stuff to show back home about how the West really hates him and really is conspiring against him. And you don't need to give people who are conspiracy theorists anyway, and Vladimir Putin certainly is one when it comes to the West and his belief in them attacking him. And the whole idea is he will put up this video of 99 gyrating. And by the way, of course, he's very white, this individual rapper. And Putin will play this as indication of what he believes is all of Western culture, is pure depravity and godlessness and evil. And now, should that mean that we restrict people like 99 from expressing himself? It's hardly worth it. At least he's gotten some attention here at a time when basically people are looking at what is going on and seeing how unified and determined Americans are in the face of everything that we're facing. There's also this. We spoke yesterday about some of the Russian TV hosts who are demanding reparations from the United States. And they're coming back to this idea of demanding the return of Alaska because they believe that Russia was cheated. And look, there was a corrupt deal, but the governor of Alaska has a message to the Russians who are close to Putin who are demanding Alaska's return. We will give you that message. And the truth about UFO footage from the Navy, coming up.
I've had several knee injuries on my left knee, and so over time, stiffness set in with a great deal of pain. So I went ahead and ordered the starter packet, and after about 2 weeks, I started noticing results. And after they were gone and I reordered, let's say 6 weeks in, my pain was virtually gone. But the big bonus was that the stiffness was also virtually gone. And so, therefore, my problem with my left hip also went away. I'm very happy I decided to try it and will continue to use it.
You can get a 3-week quick start for just $19.95. That's 95 cents a day. What a good investment. Nothing to lose but your pain and the whole world to gain. You can go to michaelmedved.com, click on the banner for Relief Factor. That's michaelmedved.com, banner for Relief Factor, or call 833 toll free 654 pain, 833-654 pain.
The Institute for Faith and Freedom at Grove City College promotes the principles of faith and freedom and equips the next generation of American leaders. Through bold opinion pieces, academic conferences on important topics, and examination of key figures and events in American history, the Institute and Grove City College stand apart from the indoctrination that's dominated much of higher education. The Institute for Faith and Freedom offers a brand new online course with scholar and historian Dr. J. Cost on the mind of Madison in the midst of dysfunctional politics, the life and insights of James Madison can remind us of long-lost truths. What's politics supposed to accomplish? How should the people influence their political leaders? Go to faithandfreedom.com to learn more about their work and to take this new online course on the mind of Madison. Again, faithandfreedom.com.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.
Hi, this is Sophie Winnick, longtime distributor and user of Longevity products. In the last few years, my family went through a crisis. Everything else in my life, including my business, had to be put on the back burner. Thankfully, life is getting back to normal now. But the one thing I never had to worry about was my business and my monthly commission. I've been a distributor for Longevity for over 17 years, since before it was Longevity. And I've got to say, the most amazing thing about this company is the people. While my family was in crisis, other distributors stepped in and helped my customers, simply because that's what Longevity people do, even for people they don't know. For me, it has never been about getting rich. It was about a product I could stand behind, a company I could count on, and a monthly commission check that has never, not once, been late in 17 years. Longevity is truly a business for everyone, even people who have too much to do. I'm Sophie Winnick. I'm just like you. I have a real life, real ups and downs, but I know I will always have Longevity.
Michael Medved show, if you look at the map, and it's really not a distortion, if you look at the map, there really is reason to wonder about the fact that Alaska is closer to Russian territory. The far western edge of Alaska is much closer to Siberia than it is to anywhere in the United States. Even if you talk about the panhandle, the part of Alaska that sort of stretches down alongside Canada, and you go to Juneau, even Juneau is further away from the United States than Russia is. And, of course, Russians have noticed that, and Vladimir Putin has noticed that. I quote in my book, God's Hand on America, how Putin believes that Russia would have won the Cold War. Everything would have been better for Russia if they hadn't made that bad deal in 1867 to sell Alaska to the United States for pennies an acre. And, okay, they have been talking now seriously about demanding a return of Alaska under international law. Now, good luck with that, and good luck with that is exactly the reaction of the governor of Alaska, Governor Mike Dunleavy, who is not a supporter of Vladimir Putin or of Russian identity for his state. He tweeted out today, returning Alaska to Russia, good luck with that. Not if we have something to say about it. We have hundreds of thousands of armed Alaskans and military members that will see it differently. I don't think that's going to be a war that he can win. And Alaska is, by the way, covered by the NATO agreements for Article 5, where they would have all other NATO nations rushing to their defense. And by the way, when he talks about hundreds of thousands of armed Alaskans that will see it differently, and that's including not just the Palin family. There's this, which I know people have been waiting eagerly to hear about. It turns out that they've had further investigation of that UFO captured on video. This was taken back in 2004. And the video was released by the Pentagon, and it certainly does look like there is some kind of craft, something that is moving. The footage was taken in 2004. It was confirmed by the Navy as genuine in September 2019 before being released in 2020. The 2004 video was filmed 100 miles out in the Pacific, and the pilot who took that video said, as I got close to it, it rapidly accelerated to the south and disappeared in less than 2 seconds. That's what retired U.S. Navy pilot David Fravor told CNN in 2017. This was extremely abrupt, like a ping pong ball bouncing off a wall. It would hit and go the other way. However, UFO investigator Mick West says there are aspects of the footage that suggest that it is, in fact, a camera artifact rather than an alien craft. There was no rotation when banking, bumps before rotation, rotating patterns, and deterioration, derotation matches, where the rotation of the object matches the amount of derotation needed to track the target. Now, I have no idea what that means, but it sounds good. Although the object appears to defy aerodynamics in the way it travels, Mr. West argues that what we are seeing is, in fact, a glare hiding a different object. That object is still unknown, he says, and could be really interesting. But information extracted from the Navy videos suggest that an alien craft is not a plausible explanation. The infrared camera used shows that the object was hot and it was zoomed in to a huge extent. When the pilot describes the rotation of the object, he is looking at the same screen everyday viewers are, because the object is several miles away and too far to be seen by the naked eye. The U.S. government seems to be lifting the veil of secrecy surrounding its knowledge of UFOs, and a recent Gallup poll suggests that a third of Americans still believe that some UFOs could be explained by alien spacecraft. Convinced? Mick West says that, so if this isn't a glare, then we've got an object over 10 miles away, probably 30, that somehow rotates when the jet rotates, so it stays fixed in the camera's frame. It's an object that somehow bumps the camera before it rotates, Mr. West says in a video that he's posted online. It's an object that somehow projects rotating light patterns that rotate with it. Or it's a glare, rotating because of the gimbal system in a video entitled Gimbal. While there are reports that there were a fleet of these strange craft, Mr. West does not address those claims. Look, when you look at this, it is fascinating, it is interesting. And the idea that West thinks it could be a different object, but not some kind of spacecraft of any kind, I think is worth taking seriously. And then something else to take seriously, in Pierce County, Washington, a deputy died after being shot while serving a warrant. This is what it sounded like on King 5 News. Listen.
Our other deputy who was injured, we managed to get him in the room to say goodbye before this occurred, that he was with when the shooting occurred.
Galata was 35 years old.
Our department members are up there. We're taking care of the family. The miraculous thing is we flew people in from different parts of the country, and they've driven in, and every single person made it. Was able to say goodbye to him before he passed away.
The PLU grad spent 8 years in the Army before becoming a deputy, would go on to deploy with the National Guard, and spent his final days as a member of the Sheriff's Department SWAT team.
He was here for his community,
He liked talking to people. He liked serving his community. This is where he grew up, so he wanted to stay here and serve as well.
A deputy who spent his entire life serving others.
Pierce County Unit 440, out of service for the final time. Gone and never forgotten.
And in the moments after his death...
So when you close your eyes at night...
One final act of service.
Shining down with a silvery glow as we dream our dreams in the world below.
Deputy Kalata is an organ donor whose body will soon go on to help others.
Okay, serving a warrant, necessary work. God bless our men and women in blue. There's also a new film, star-studded, that is being widely released and is going to be available now on the Internet. Listen.
Now it's time for MedVed's Entertainment Minute.
Bill Murray and Owen Wilson are part of an all-star cast in a group of loosely connected stories concerning a fictional magazine based in the non-existent city of Ennui, France. It's the latest from cult filmmaker Wes Anderson, The French Dispatch, streaming on HBO Max.
You don't think it's almost too seedy this time?
No, I don't.
It's supposed to be charming.
Try to make it sound like you wrote it that way on purpose.
And it's hard to tell what purpose could possibly have motivated this stylish, occasionally witty, but thoroughly frustrating film. With no real plot, a collection of caricatures rather than characters, and a general approach that could best be described as incoherent indulgence. Award-winning actors are wasted, as is a fine film score by Alexandre Desplat. But by its conclusion, you're reminded that the name of the fictional city, Ennui, actually means boredom. It's rated a serious R for considerable nudity, sex references, and satirical violence. 1.5 stars for the sure-to-be-overrated The French Dispatch. It was overrated, but it turned out that the box office returns showed that they had to subpoena people to go to see it. And I guess there were some people fighting those subpoenas. Tomorrow, on top of everything else, nuclear war would be a climate problem. Even a minor skirmish could wreck the planet. We'll talk about that with Bjorn Lomborg. And what the Ukraine crisis has to show for climate change activists. Peter Robinson was a speechwriter for Ronald Reagan. He is a brilliant observer of contemporary affairs. He'll talk about Zelensky's speech and what it is Joe Biden should say. And we have big movies to review, including Turning a Red in This Greatest Nation on God's Green Earth.
I'm Al Simon, 91 years young. I created Balance 7 20 years ago. I don't believe God intended for us to be old and sick. For 10 years, I studied pH and how important it is to the immune system. No doctor or hospital can do what Balance 7 can do for you. Balance 7 is the key to unlocking a healthy immune system. In 3 days' time, you'll feel more energy, less joint discomfort, and clarity of thinking. Bring your body back to balance. Order now and receive free shipping and a free bottle of my smoothskin.
Get your body back in balance with Balance7.com. Your energy level will go up, joint discomfort will be reduced, and heartburn no longer a problem. And now go to support at Balance7.com and get a free 5-day supply of Balance 7 while supplies last. A free 5-day supply of Balance 7. Go to support at Balance7.com or call 805-474-0558. 805-474-0558. 805-474-0558.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.